you are trying to get Six Nations tickets for Ireland away matches, the first thing to understand is this. You are not entering a normal ticket sale. You are entering a closed ecosystem built around unions, clubs, long-standing members, and limited allocations. By the time many casual buyers start searching, most seats are already spoken for. That is especially true for trips like Ireland in Cardiff or Ireland in Edinburgh. Demand from travelling Irish supporters alone can exceed what is realistically available. So if you are refreshing public sale pages and hoping for the best, you may already be late. The most reliable route is usually through a rugby club connected to the Irish Rugby Football Union. Clubs receive allocations and distribute internally. It rewards people who have supported the game for years. If that is not your route, you may see small official releases from the Welsh or Scottish unions, but those disappear quickly and often require membership. Then there is resale. Here's the thing, many first-time travellers focus on resale sites because it feels like the obvious answer. But sports ticketing rules can be strict, transfers can fail, barcodes can be cancelled, and fake listings do exist. You can travel across the Irish Sea, pay for a hotel, arrive at the gate, and still not get in. That is an expensive gamble. What many people miss is that the ticket is only half the challenge. The harder part is often everything around it. Getting out of Ireland at the right time, reaching the city, finding a hotel that has not tripled in price, understanding road closures, knowing how early to move for the stadium, getting home after tens of thousands of people leave at once. Take Cardiff. On match weekend, the city centre becomes one large event zone. Roads close, crowds build early, pubs fill fast, and walking routes slow down. Principality Stadium sits in the middle of the city, which is brilliant once you're there, but movement becomes slower than it looks on a map. If your hotel says 15 minutes away, allow much longer in reality. You want to be near security at least 45 minutes before kickoff. Edinburgh feels different. Murrayfield is outside the city centre, so there is more movement involved. You can tram in, take organised transport, or walk from Haymarket in around half an hour. After the final whistle, queues for public transport can be long, cold, and slow. This is where having a coach waiting changes the mood of the evening entirely. And this is where Celtic Horizon Tours becomes useful. You may still source your own ticket through your club or rugby network, but we remove the logistical pressure around it. We arrange the coach and ferry timings, secure hotel space early, and handle match day transfers so you're not piecing together trains, taxis, and late night return plans under pressure. For Cardiff, that often means leaving Ireland from a practical pickup point, crossing by ferry, then going directly by coach into the city. No parking stress, no station changes, no wondering whether the next connection is full. For Scotland trips, many supporters stay in Glasgow where room supply is better, then travel in and out on a planned coach schedule. It is efficient, comfortable, and far easier than fighting for late transport with everyone else. There is another advantage people underestimate. You do not need to wait until you have a ticket before organising the trip. If you leave travel and hotels until the last moment, prices rise and options shrink. If the base of the weekend is already sorted, you can keep searching for tickets with confidence. Because a Six Nations away trip is not only about 80 minutes of rugby, it is the walk through the city. The anthem build-up, the noise outside the ground, the post-match stories, and getting home without chaos attached to the memory. If you want the weekend to feel smooth, well-timed, and worth every euro, book your next Six Nations trip with Celtic Horizon Tours. We handle the moving parts, so you can focus on the reason you are going.